Most kind and gracious Father, it is again that we approach thy throne in prayer. Yeah. Giving thee thanks for allowing us just to see another day. And Heavenly Father, as we come, we pray for those who are traveling here and pray for every home that's represented here, that they be homes of love and peace and always striving to do thy will. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for our sins, whether they be by thought, word, or deed. Praying that you will blot them out the book of remembrance and hold them no longer against us. Praying that we become better Christians in the future than in the past. Heavenly Father, we pray for the teacher that comes before us this evening, that all the things that he studied he can recall all, and praying that we'll get a better understanding of that word. Heavenly Father, we pray for our sick, praying that you'll heal them. And we pray for our sins, praying that we turn away from the things that separate us from you. And praying that you continue to bless the furtherness of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Our scripture is taken from Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. Luke 5, 1 through 11. It reads, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from and were washing their nets." "Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon, and asked him to put out a little from land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And then came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John and the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid, for now you will catch men.' So when they had brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed him." May God continue to bless the hearers and the doers of his word. Amen.
For the man of God that's going to come before us, let us all be standing and prepare ourselves for him as we sing when we all get to heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling
Days are over, not shadow, not a star sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be truth and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
When we all get to heaven, you may be seated. When we all get to heaven, it'll be a great and glorious day, for that is our goal. Amen. I come to you tonight, I'm thanking you for coming out to our last night of our gospel meeting with our own brother Larry Nunley. We had his wife as well on Saturday to come, and she spoke to the ladies, and they had a wonderful time. And they ate. Yeah, yeah. On Sunday morning, we had our brother Larry come and preach to us about kingdom living, and we ate. On Monday night, did a wonderful job. He preached to us about kingdom worship.
Come on now. And we ate.
And we ate. Last night he talked to us about our children.
Yes.
Not only about our children, if you missed it, he talked about us being children of God as well, and listening to what God had to say to us as well as we lived and worshiped in the kingdom.
That's right.
Tonight he's going to bring to us a subject is called Kingdom Faith from Luke 5, 1 through 11. Marvelous brother, wonderful brother.
Amen.
Again, as I said before, I think our hearts are knit as Jonathan and David. I love him more than he can ever know, and I'm glad he's with us tonight. And I'm going to get out the way and let him introduce himself so he can bless us once again with the word of God. Amen.
Thank you, preacher. Good morning. Eager to speak. I love it. Y'all, I am humbled and thankful to God to be here. I know it is not by anything I do, but it's by what I follow, God's word. Even in the trenches of sin that we all commit, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's the God I serve. I'm not up here because I got it down. I'm up here because he did it already, and it's by his stripes I'm healed.
Yes.
So I try not to live in my sins. In other words, wallow in my sins and stay in that place. I just try to get up every day and just keep moving forward. When I fall, just God, let me get up.
Please.
And I don't care if I fall 100 times a day, I'm going to get up 101.
Yes.
Because that's the way God designed it. And so I encourage every Christian who thinks little of himself because Satan has beaten you with a lie.
All right.
Remember what God said. God said, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. In other words, God said, you won already.
All right.
He tells us, stop trying to get to heaven and live because you are already going. I truly, 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 in all my heart, I believe this. And if I'm wrong, God forgive me, but I believe God is bigger than time.
Yes, he is.
You know, there's a thing called eternity past.
Uh-huh.
That's before the world was made, you know, heaven and angels and stuff.
Right.
And then God said, let there be light to start this time we're in.
Right.
But then this time is going to end, and then we're going to go to eternity future, which is heaven. Those things are still connected to time.
Yes, sir.
And I believe God is bigger than all of that. I truly believe God stands on the outside of eternity, future, in heaven. He stands on the outside of it, and he already sees me in heaven.
All right.
I believe that.
All right.
The Bible says he's not waiting on anything. Everything is laid bare before him. That's including time. So does that mean that God says, Emmett, you made it? That's why I believe he whispers back through time. He says, let not your heart be troubled. That's why we come to worship. I want to encourage every Christian to stop trying to get to heaven. Live because you are going. And so that's the thing that we want to encourage. We want to teach that in the kingdom of heaven. That's the mentality we have. We are victors already. We won already. That's why if you and I get in an argument, you could win. Why? I won. All right. If we get something and you trying to go, your ministry want to go first, yours could go first. Why? I won.
Yes, sir.
I don't need to fight you.
Come on.
On this earthly stuff. Why? I've won already.
Come on,
that's the blessing we have. Y'all, let's give God a hand on that, because I am so glad to preach a message of salvation, not a message of hopeful salvation.
Right.
But it's a message of salvation that by his stripes, I'm healed. That's why Jesus said what on the cross? It is finished.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I work, and I'm going to tell you right now, I do not believe in once saved, always saved.
That's right.
I do not believe that. I believe the way you got into Christ, you can get out of them willfully. I don't believe you're baptized into a saved prison.
Right.
You get in there and you decide you don't want to do what God do, then you can walk on. But you just walked out of the kingdom into a kingdom of your own.
Yeah.
And somebody told me, if you see, God is the same. The Bible says in Hebrews the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
God is the same. He doesn't move. And somebody said, if you feel far away from God, guess who moved? It was you.
That's right.
God is still here. Remember the story of the prodigal son? That boy knew, all I got to do is go back home, because I know where daddy is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the same place. So I want to say thank God for blessing me that I can preach an eternal gospel of salvation. Not hopeful salvation, but salvation through the hope of Jesus Christ.
Man.
And he already said it. Matthew 16, Mark 16, 15 to 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Man.
You walk in the light because of that. So Franklin Street and wherever you come, where you coming from, walk in the light because you're going to heaven.
That's
Stop
right.
trying to get something that God has already given you.
Thank you, Lord.
Just walk in the light.
Yeah.
We're going to get into Kingdom Faith sermon. We'll start at verse 1 at chapter 11. If you look at this in chapter 4, Jesus is tempted and he's going into the wilderness and he's tempted by the Holy Spirit. He's tempted. The Holy Spirit leads him to the wilderness and he's tempted. But then he goes on down and Jesus began to teach these magical words. He said, I must go and preach the good news of the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're in, the kingdom of God. And the Bible talks about the kingdom of God comes with all power and authority.
All right.
Guess who has that power and authority? You.
Come on now.
It's in you. You know, I don't like Christians to walk around and say, I'm trying to get to heaven.
Yes, sir.
No, that's not the walk we have. Why? We represent a king who is flawless,
man.
A king who is all powerful. A king who is all knowing. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, we are ambassadors.
Right.
You know what an ambassador is? He puts on a flag of the people who he's representing.
Yes,
not himself. He don't get to wear his own clothes. Why? Because he is owned. He's operated by a king.
That's right.
What did he say in Acts 20:28? Paul was leaving the church of Ephesus.
Right.
And he said to them, he says, take heed unto yourselves and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. That's why Paul said, it's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's why I walk selflessly. Again, you can win the fight. You can win the argument.
Yeah, yeah.
You can win it. I'm going to stay faithful to God, because walking in the light leads me all the way up to the throne of heaven, into the arms of my God.
Man.
And that right there, he says in 2 Corinthians 4, around verse 16 to 17, he said, the sufferings that we go through on this earth compare nothing to the blessed we have in eternal life in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, let's keep on going. Let's have this faith that will bring us eternal life. All right? So we're going to say a prayer and then we get into the sermon. Let us bow. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for blessing us. Forgive us of sins. Keep us right in you. Yes. Lord, let us have faith in your word. Please, forgive us when we slip. God, yes. We do so often. We're not making excuses for it, Lord. It's just a statement of fact.
Yes.
But have mercy please. On us. Mercy. Forgive us, guide and protect us. Please, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I like that word, mercy. You know what mercy means? It's giving something to someone who does not deserve it.
Right.
You know, when God tells us in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall what? Obtain mercy. What is the merciful? People who've done you wrong, people who cheated you, people who done this and that. That's the merciful. God, those are the people who need mercy, rather. God said, extend your mercy to them. That's why I said in Romans 12, he said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. You know, I don't need to sit there and go, put your dukes up. I don't need to do that. Sometimes you feel like it. Have you met somebody you said, I just want to box you on your nose? You know, you met some people like that. But God is saying, I love them too. I don't want to send them to hell just because you mad.
Come on.
I want them to be saved. And how are we going to exemplify that? By understanding the kingdom living.
Man.
Kingdom living, oh my goodness. When you find kingdom living, brother, you'll be able to walk like Peter did on the storms of life.
Yeah.
You remember when Jesus said, come on out here, Peter?
Yeah.
Peter walked out. But can you imagine? It took faith to get out there. Peter was sitting in a boat. Now, this is an amazing story. When Peter was in that storm,
right.
You know, that boat was rocking. Peter was a fisherman. He'd been in storms before.
Right.
Peter knew storm, but this storm had him scared. So that let me know this was not just some regular old storm.
Come on now.
It's like when I'm flying and I see the stewardess. The stewardess walk around. They be peanuts. They be stumbling all kind of thing. But when the stewardess get nervous and sat down, that's when I get nervous. Because the stewardess knows storm. When she gets scared, I get scared.
Yes,
Peter was in a boat and that thing was rocking. Peter saw Jesus and thought he was a ghost.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, if it's you. Notice what Peter didn't say.
Come on.
Hurry up, get in the boat. Hurry up, come on, come on.
That's right.
I thought that unusual. But Peter said, I saw him raise the dead. I saw him heal the sick. I just saw him feed 5,000 people.
Come on now.
I saw all these things externally.
Yes.
I want to participate. Lord, if that's you,
come on.
Don't come in the boat. Let me come out to you.
All right.
In a storm.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I make fun of, I said, Jesus was walking in the storm. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you. Jesus said, okay, come on.
That's right.
You can imagine Peter in that boat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Peter, he said, come on. Mm-hmm. That first step, that was a step of faith.
All right now.
Peter had to step over that boat.
Yeah.
In his paradigm,
yes.
What he's used to, his comfort zone.
Yes.
He know boats.
Yes.
He was in a comfort zone. Peter, what did Jesus say? Come out of your comfort zone.
Help us now.
That's where faith is. It's out of your comfort zone. Peter, get out of the water.
Yes.
Excuse me, get out of the boat. Get into the water. And notice, God didn't stop the storm.
That's right, man.
The storm kept going. He said, step out in the storm.
Man.
And Peter started walking.
Yes, he did.
Now, I don't know if Peter got a little happy, like, hey, what's up? I'm walking on water. Hey,
yeah.
You know, look at this, James, look at me. I don't know what happened, but the Bible said he took his eyes off Jesus and started looking at the storm.
Man.
Where's faith?
Come on.
in this story, there's going to be a part of the lesson that Peter said. No, you know what? Better than that. Read it for me, preacher. Luke chapter 5. Who read? Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. That was homework. All right, all right. You go, girl, all right. Start verse 1.
One.
Now, Jesus had just went out, and he says, I have to go through Galilee. I have to leave and go to Galilee, right, and preach in chapter 4.
Right.
The last verse, I believe, is like 44. He said, I have to leave and go preach in Galilee.
Right.
Then he come to the Sea of Gennesaret, which another name for Gennesaret was the Sea of Galilee.
Right.
So he comes to the Sea of Galilee, and what happened?
So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake.
Uh-huh.
But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets.
Yes.
So the fishermen, they had gone from them. They were washing their nets. Now, what are they doing? They were cleaning up. They were done.
That's right.
Keep reading.
Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land.
Push away. Let me get some space. These people up in my jib. Let me get back. Let me get some space here.
Uh-huh. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat.
Uh-huh.
When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep.
Listen,
and let down your net.
He said what? Launch out into, in other words, stop cleaning your nets. Get back in the boat.
Yes, sir.
Go back out there and do what you've been doing all night and didn't catch anything. Keep reading.
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
Stop it right there. Lord, I've been at it all night. Lord, I've been coming to church. I've been doing these things. Lord, I've done this. I've tried this. Lord, I've been doing it all night. I'm tired. Y'all remember that song? Take me to the king.
Yes, sir.
I don't have much to bring.
Yes, sir. Yes.
She said, I'm all churched out. Something and abused. this woman said, Lord, I done all the stuff you said do.
Yes.
And I've been doing it all night.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
But because you said. We had shirts at Southwestern Christian College that said, God said it,
uh-huh,
I believe it,
yes, sir,
and that settles it. Say that with me. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it.
All right.
Say it again. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I had a friend, I told him about that. He said, it should say, God said it, I believe it, it doesn't make a difference if I settle. No, excuse me, he said, God said it, doesn't make a difference if I believe it. That settles it. God's word is his word. Peter said, Lord, we've been out there all night. I've been doing all the religious stuff that you say do.
Right.
I listened to my preacher, I did these things, I did this, I did. But Lord, I've been out there all night. It's not working. Who feel what I'm talking about?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you've been some places, man. You've been doing the stuff and it's just not working.
All right.
They not acting right.
Huh.
This thing is not going right. I put in this and something else came out.
Yeah.
I've been doing this all night. I've been trying to get rid of this sin that easily besets me.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying all night.
Yeah.
I've been trying to put down the bottle.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to put down the cigarette and the weed.
Uh-huh.
I try to put the needle down.
Uh-huh.
I've been toying all night. Jesus said, one more time. At your word. You know one thing I learned about faith? You know one ingredient that's not necessary in faith?
Go ahead.
Understanding.
All right. That's right. That's good.
It's not. When God told Abraham and Sarah, y'all gonna have a child. They both laughed at him. And they tried to get understanding. They tried to do the adult thing and help God out. How many try to do that? Raise your hand. Try to help God out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I know. Lord, I know what you're saying, but Lord, let me help you out. I know you're going to need some help. Sarah and Abraham tried to help God out and ended up with an Ishmael and a what's that boy's name? Hagar and Ishmael.
Yeah, yeah.
God said, that's not it. Abraham, remember, I don't need your help. You need mine.
Yes.
At your word.
Yes. Beautiful.
He said, because you said it.
Yes.
Let's go, fellas. Now, y'all, listen. Peter was a leader. Amen. That was his boat.
Right.
And he had people working with him. So he had people under him who had to go because he said so. You ever had somebody trying to lead you somewhere? You had to go, but you know you didn't want to go?
Uh-huh.
You know they was probably in the back putting those nets back in the boat. We just got to clean these nets. He told me we want good work in them.
Right.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Yeah.
He had to get them. They went back out into, he said, at your word, start from there. He said, because you said, or at your word, what did he say?
Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of
at
fish.
At your word, yes. I will let down the net. At your word, I'll go out and do what I know to do.
Yeah.
But this time, yes, I'm doing it under your power.
All right.
Well, you said. Lord, because if this thing don't work, that's on you. Lord, you said if I come and I live a Christian life, you said that I'll be saved.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Yeah.
I don't have to run around and try to wonder if I'm going to heaven. That's on God.
All right.
He said that.
Yeah.
All the promises of God are yes in Christ Jesus. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to walk around here and wonder if I'm going to heaven. I don't do that. God said I was going. It's nothing about doing my cockiness or Marsha. I'm going because Jesus said it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it.
All right. That's good, preacher.
That's what I'm trying to do. I want to live that God can see my faith in him.
Man.
Why? Because he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Man.
And what is faith? It's stepping out of the boat.
Yes,
it's getting outside your paradigm, your money,
yeah,
your resources, your stuff,
yes,
your power. It's stepping outside and going beyond that because God said, launch into the deep. Boy, he's trying to take us some places. Man, he said, go back out and launch into the deep.
Yes,
and what happened?
And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
They, listen.
So they signaled to
them. Hold up. They caught so much fish.
That's right.
That their nets began to break.
Come on now.
Now, apparently they hadn't done this before, because maybe they would have some other nets just in case. But they tried to get the thing in here. God opened up Malachi chapter 3. When he says, bring the tithe back into my house.
All right.
Try me in this. See if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so much that you won't have nets enough to receive it. God said in Psalm 23, my cup runneth over. God never said, oh man, if you come to me, I'm going to fill your cup halfway.
Son.
That's not God.
That's right.
Why? For his name's sake.
That's good.
All the promises are based on the name of God, not you.
That's right.
Ezekiel 36, he told him, he said, you're about ready to go into this land. I'm not 36, Ezekiel, but it might be in Ezekiel. Don't, it's in the Bible. He said, you're going to go into a promised land. Don't think I'm giving you this land because of you, so righteousness, because you are stubborn, stiff-necked people.
Yes, sir.
But I gotta give it to you. Why? My name's sake.
Man. All right, preacher.
People walk around, oh, I wonder, God bless me. That's not a surprise.
All right.
When you have a good household, that's not a shock. When you're working powerfully, that's not a shock. When you're standing and walking in the middle of a storm, that's not a shock in the kingdom of God.
All
that's
right.
His design.
All right.
That's his design that we walk over storms.
Yeah.
He didn't build us to walk halfway. He built us. Just think if Peter had faith.
All right.
He never took his eyes off the storm. Maybe Andrew would say, Lord, can I come out there?
That's right.
And then James and John, can we come out?
Yes, sir.
After a while, you've seen 13 people walking around pulling a boat back to shore. That's the power of faith. God is trying to get us to see this is not just words in a book. These are not stories just to get you excited.
Right.
These are stories in your life.
Man.
Trying to get you to take over some stuff. Walk over the pains in your life.
Yeah.
Walk over the stuff in your life.
Yeah.
Walk over all of this. Why? Because God said, for my name's sake. That's a powerful God. Boy, Peter started pulling that stuff up. Peter was like, get that in. Hurry up. Hurry up. Start pulling on it.
Yes, sir.
They thought it was just fish. God said, no, that's evidence.
All right.
That's evidence. Start pulling that stuff in there, boy. You know, those fish were like, what in the world going on? Can you imagine? God's voice went in that water and said, fellas, get over here in this net.
Yes, sir.
I believe that because he told Noah, well, get all the animals. Noah said, get in here. They went. You remember Jonah and the fish? God said, fish, let him out. The fish said, remember God spoke through the donkey? God can use stuff. Boy, all those fish showed up. Peter started peeling out. Oh, we got a good cut. We got a good cut. Then what happened? Keep reading.
So they signaled to their partners in the other boat
God
to come and help them.
Come on, preacher. When God get in your life, blessings will start pouring out. And you start have to call in other folk. Come get some of these blessings. I don't have enough room.
Come on.
Man, y'all need to understand. Well, Brother Nunley, that sounds so denominational. No, that's in the scriptures. That's in the Bible. The devil himself, if he quotes this, he's telling the truth.
All right.
That's in the Bible. And then when I say prosper, I ain't talking about, ooh, you get to start your own business and have your money. I'm not talking about that. Maybe God has that for you.
Right.
I'm talking about a prosperous life, meaning if you live paycheck to paycheck, First Timothy 6 kicks in. He says, godliness with contentment is great gain.
All right.
Oh, brother, no, always struggle paycheck to paycheck. But I know them Christians over there, they not complaining.
Come on now.
They are giving and rejoicing. Even the little they have, the Bible says in Proverbs, he said, better is little
come on now.
For those in the kingdom than the much of the wicked.
Yeah.
Man, whatever you have, glorify God in it.
Amen.
Why? Because this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. That's what life is. God is trying to change your mind. Oh, you may be struggling right now. Guess what? It's going to end. It's going to be for a little while. You may have hardships right now. It's going to end. This is not your destiny. Your destiny is to stand on top of mountains in heaven and even judge angels. That's your destiny. Walking around like this, everything is on this earth. No, ma'am, and no, sir. Because I want you to notice something about worldly treasures.
All right, man.
Jesus taught a lesson. Peter then went back out. They got these worldly treasures, these fish. But guess what happened? As soon as they got the fish, first problem, the net start breaking.
Come on.
The net start breaking.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you win the lottery. Woo, I won the lottery. Then what happened? Oh, Aunt Silent comes. She need that hip replacement.
Yeah.
I know you're going to help me out, nephew. Bought a new car. Now I don't want to park it nowhere because I don't want nobody to open up and hit it.
Yeah.
Got some more money. Oh, now I got to pay taxes.
Right.
Worldly treasures come with worldly problems. The true treasures of God, they let you stand on top of storms and walk and reach out and pull other folk out of a storm.
Right.
That's the worldly treasure.
Yes, sir.
God said, I want you to come and take over your world. Through faith, I want you to take over your world.
All right.
folks in your school, on your job, around your neighborhood. I want people to look at you and go, can I talk to you, brother? My life is falling apart. Or can I talk to you, brother? You didn't know this, but I've been watching you.
Yes.
And I can do this and do this and do this. Why? Because I've been watching you.
Yes.
That's what faith does. But he started pulling these things out, and the troubles of life came with those fish. The net started breaking.
That's right.
Oh, we got to call some other folk. And man, God kept pouring it in. Why? Because he wanted to demonstrate and witness to Peter about true fish.
Yes, sir.
He said, these fish are too heavy. Man, call my buddies. Come on over here. They came. Man, what happened, preacher? When they came, what happened?
They filled both boats, so they began to sink.
They got the fish out the water, in the boat. Second problem, didn't have big enough boat. That boat starts sinking. Look at God. God said, I'm the God of a cattle of a thousand hills.
Yes.
Man, don't try to get rich. Try to get access.
Man.
When you're in the kingdom of God, you have access to the king.
All right.
And that's his glory, is to bless you with all that you need.
Man.
It says in 1 Timothy 6, around verse 17, somewhere in there, he says, God blesses us with these things that we may enjoy them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's faith.
Man.
That's the product of faith. And listen to this. God says that the boats begin to sink, and here's what true faith brings us to.
Right.
Here's what kingdom faith brings us to. The boats begin to sink, and what happened?
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Oh,
listen, Lord. Listen, Lord. Listen, preacher. When those, he got it in. Man, we didn't, y'all, come on, come on, come on. They got it, and we got the fish in the boat, and the water starts spilling over. What happened? Peter had an epiphany.
All right now.
He had a revelation.
Yeah.
Peter went, it's not about these fish.
All right.
I've been out here all night trying to get worldly riches, trying to get my pride, trying to get my selfishness, trying to get my way, trying to get my.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
None of it is about my.
Huh. All right, Richard.
Oh, my goodness. Peter, you can imagine everybody scrambling and doing stuff, and Peter just looking around, and all of a sudden he look up and he see Jesus. Kingdom faith brings you to this reality. I am weak, but thou art strong.
Yeah.
That's the reality. You see, when you realize who Jesus is, you stop pointing your fingers at people.
That's right, that's right.
You stop looking down your nose at people and, look at him and sin and sin. And, oh, sin, sin, sin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? Because you realize you just like Matthew when he went in the upper room.
Uh-huh.
The Pharisee was there. Lord, boy, you got a good deal when you got me. I fast. I give all my tithe. I do this. Lord, look at me. The guy on the left, the Bible said he didn't even look up.
That's right.
He just smote himself, hit himself on the chest and said what? Have mercy on me, a sinner.
Yeah.
Brother, when I see Jesus, I don't need to judge you.
That's right.
I don't need to judge you. I don't need to put anybody in hell.
That's right.
I don't need to do any of that stuff. Why? I'm too busy looking at Jesus. And when I look at Jesus, I see a reflection of who I am. And I said, I can't fix this by myself. I'm not good enough. I can't fix this by myself. God, I've been trying. God, I've been trying to get the needle out of my arm. God, I've been trying to get this foul mouth out. God, I've been trying to get the anger and the hatred and the bitterness. I've been trying all my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been fishing all night.
Yes.
I need you.
Lord, have mercy.
You know, the Bible talks about a broken heart.
Right.
What does it say in Matthew 5? He says, blessed are they who hunger
oh, yeah.
and thirst after righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
What is that? As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you.
All right.
I'm broken. I can't do it. Lord, I've done everything. I've been showing up at church. I've been all this. I know, and there, that I still feel empty. I don't know how to do it.
All right.
God says, hold on until I come.
Amen.
What does that mean? If you try tonight and it breaks, try tomorrow.
That's right.
If you try tomorrow and it breaks, try the next day. If you just keep it, maybe you skipped a bunch of days and you just been down. God said, when you realize, get up.
Man.
Why? Because if you still here, I want you.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what's going on. I don't care your past. If you think about this, 3/4 of the Bible were written by people who murdered people.
All right, now.
David, Moses, and Paul. Most of the Bible is written by these three murderers. And if God can use a murderer, he can use you.
Amen.
Man, God said, once you see the fish, you will see it's not about the fish. Because what? Peter ran up on Jesus. He said, he fell to his knees. And you know what true repentance is? True repentance is not this. Lord, well, the only reason why I did it was. That's not true repentance.
All right,
you know what true repentance does? True repentance put all of the blame on me. No excuses. That was me. I did this, but Lord, second thought, that was me. That's right, it sure was you. You shouldn't have done it in the first place. You right? Y'all had those at work. You see that? Y'all had those. True repentance says, I'll take the beating.
All right.
I'll take it. Why? The Bible says in 1 Peter, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. I'll let you in, because I'm wrong. Me being explained and proven right is not important. It is irrelevant.
That's right.
What is true is I'm walking toward God. Every time I fall, I'm going to get up. Every time I get off, I'm going to keep coming back. Church, you can think, oh, that brother just doing this and he ain't paying attention. You can think that all you want. I'm still coming back. When I was young, there was a woman who used to get up and come forward every Sunday. She was a Christian. She came forward every Sunday asking for forgiveness.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And after a while, people started saying, this sister been up every Sunday. Don't she know what true repentance is? And blah, blah, blah. And people started talking. My father pulled me off to the side. He said, at least she's coming.
All right.
She's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, God is a merciful God. And this faith that we have in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Notice what happened. He says, he ran and fell on his knees and said, have mercy on me, a sinner. Depart from me, I'm a sinner. What did Jesus say then? What happened?
For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon,
stop. All those folks around Peter, they saw his obedience. There's a story about men who were stealing, and they were stealing sheep. And when they got caught, they branded them with ST on their forehead for sheep thieves.
All right.
And they had to walk around so people knew, oh, that's a sheep thief, that's a sheep thief. Said after a while, a preacher came through town, preached to them. They got baptized. They started living and walking in the light.
Right.
And after a while, people start wondering, what does the ST on their head stand for? It must stand for saints because of the way they act.
All right.
No. God wants to show the world you. not because of you,
all right,
for his name's sake. Yeah. Y'all, I have an Apple phone. That phone on the back of it has an apple.
That's right.
That's the symbol of Steve Jobs. This is Apple. Do you know that phone, before it gets in the box and goes to your home, that phone goes through rigorous tests over and over and over. And when they believe that phone is up to par and better,
right,
then they put it in the box and slap their name on it. But only after the test.
All right.
Why? For his name's sake. If that phone don't work, Apple does not send it out. God wants to put his name on you. He wants whatever you go through, the sins. Oh, and the worse the sin, the more he wants to give. You remember when Mary Magdalene came and started washing Jesus' feet? Jesus said, those with much sin, they have a whole lot of thanks to give. Man, God wants to get the worst of us so he can bring them up. Why? For his name's sake. That's my God. That's the kind of God I serve.
Yes, sir.
Then Jesus said, Peter saw all this. These people saw all this stuff.
Yeah.
Man, then what did Jesus say to him?
Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
From now on, you will be men.
Oftentimes, right, when the angels come down, you remember when angels come down and they come in front of a human, the Bible said he fell as dead. You know what that means? He fainted.
Yeah, yeah.
Men don't like to say they fainted. Men are like, oh, I fell out. No, you fainted. Oh! You know, you fainted. Oh, my goodness. You didn't faint. You fainted. That's what it means. They fainted. And then what he said, get up, do not be afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew, man, when God changes your life, that's scary.
Lord.
Oh, that's scary. When you've been walking in your pride,
uh-huh,
and your selfishness,
yeah,
and that's what has been sustaining you,
yeah,
and God wants to take it away, that's scary.
Lord.
That's getting out of the boat.
Yes, sir.
And walking on God's source. Not your resource.
All right.
Man, that's scary. He says, do not be afraid. And then what he says?
From now on, you will catch men.
Listen to that statement, y'all. See, Peter was a skillful fisherman. That was his trade.
Right, right.
Peter knew how, when,
uh-huh,
and what to fish for.
Yes, sir.
He got that stuff in the net. Peter knew that one's good, that one's bad, that one's good. He knew it by sight.
Right.
He knew when he pulled up, oh, we got too much or we got too little. He knew he was a skillful person.
Yeah.
But then Jesus said, from now on,
uh-huh,
the way you know how to catch a fish,
yes, sir,
now you're going to catch souls.
All right.
You're going to know when you come into talking to somebody. I'm going to train you, Peter. When you're talking to somebody and they start cursing at you, you're going to know how to look into their heart and go, oh, I'm not going to say anything right now.
That's right.
I'm just going to wait.
Man.
And when I come back, I'm going to apply Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away strife. Man, I told you about the time. I don't know if y'all told you about the time I was an Uber driver. Did I tell y'all that?
Yeah.
Boy, that guy got out of the car. He said, thank you, my friend. He was hot when you got in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God said, get him. Boy, I drove, I started talking to that brother, and I wasn't scared.
That's right.
I started talking to him after a while. I seen him kind of looking at me. I would ask him questions. He was looking at me like, why are you talking to me like that? He got out the car. He said, thank you, my friend. Because when he got in my car, he got in and slammed the door.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he got out, thank you, my friend, and he closed the door. God knows how to take over your world. That's what he wants. It's not about religion.
All right.
It's about culture. It's about a lifestyle of taking over. What did he say? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Uh-huh. He wants to bring down heaven. But why did God put us here? Genesis 1:26. God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Let's create them to do what? Have dominion. Dominion. That's why God put you here, to reign. Uh-huh. Now go into your world and reign.
Man.
Take over. Have your boss coming to you saying, I need to talk to you. Bro, what do I do? What do you think? I saw you. I saw how you handle stuff every day. I see how you do this. I see how you walk. Even when we had cuts on the job, we had to cut your paycheck. You still showed up. You still work as unto the Lord. You still had a smile on your face. You still with confidence and prosperity. I don't know how to do that.
Yes, sir.
I need you to help my crew,
man,
take over your world. That's the purpose of the kingdom. He said, I'm going to teach you how to fish for man. When a man come up to you and you trying to teach him the gospel, he don't want to listen. He's fussing and cussing. He's an atheist and I don't want to listen. You know how to wait patiently. Why? Because the Bible said the fruit of the Spirit is patience.
Man.
I know how to wait.
Yeah.
My wife thought I didn't know how to wait. I chased her for 5 years.
Yes, sir.
She thought I was a sprinter.
Yeah.
I was a marathon man. I just kept on. 5 years into year number 3, I got my rod out. She kept running. I said, keep on running. I see you with that other boy up there. That's okay. I'm going to let that run out. I'm going to keep on running. Then I threw my hook in. And I started reeling her in. I started walking, and she just kept on running. She thought she was moonwalking because she started going backwards. I caught her. That takes patience. And you see the reward. Yes. That's a benefit. That's a benefit in your life. God trying to get you to catch something. There are souls out there that need God. They don't know how to live. I'm about ready to close. You remember the parable we talked about this morning? Remember the parable of we talked about at dinner. Lunch, the parable of the lost coin, of lost boy,
uh-huh.
The prodigal son.
Yeah.
Well, there were two parables above that.
Come on.
The Bible said Jesus was sitting with the sinners and the publicans. The Pharisees and the scribes said, look at Jesus. He conceived their thoughts. He's sitting with sinners and stuff. Jesus turned and he brought it to them. He said, which of you,
all right, now,
if you had 100 sheep, which of you?
That's right.
I'm bringing it in your house. So you want to sit there and judge from a distance.
Yes, sir. Yes,
which
sir.
One of you, if you had 100 sheep and one got lost,
come on,
wouldn't you secure the 99 and go after the one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what a sheep is? Is it a dumb animal?
Come on, preacher.
That animal does not know how to take care of itself. It has no defense system. But that animal wants to get back in the fold. He's just lost.
Yeah.
There's some folks like that. Drugs have them out in the field. Anger, bitterness, ways of life, homosexuality, all that stuff have them in a field.
Yeah.
You only see them fussing and fighting.
Come on now.
But God see the heart. And he comes out. And man, there's a lot of folks who don't know about God.
Yeah.
But if they see the shepherd in the storm, they'll come running. Then there was a story of the coin. You know, a lost coin doesn't even know it's lost.
All right.
It's an inanimate object.
Yeah.
The coin's not sitting back there going, I'm lost. That woman done lost me. The coin doesn't know it's lost. But the woman cleaned the whole house. Why? Just to find that one coin.
All right.
Somebody said, if everybody in the world lived righteously, except you, he would have still sent Jesus for you.
Man, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Have mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He said, I'll make you fishers of men. I know how to do this, Peter.
Yes.
Jesus came fishing. He came down on this earth. The Bible said Jesus, the Word, was light, and he came into a dark place that's called the world, your life. And he was there in your darkness. And he lit it up. And sometimes you rejected him.
All right.
But he didn't leave. Why? Because my Lord is long-suffering. He's patient. Man. He's kind. He's merciful. Yes, he's yes. wonderful.
Yes.
He said, Larry, I know you're an idiot.
Huh. Come on now.
But I'm come get you anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
Not because you're so good, but for my name's sake. Have you not put on baptism? If you're not a Christian, if not, why not? Jesus came fishing for us.
That's right.
In a dark place. The Bible said he came down, he lived a perfect sinless life. He died a cruel death. He was buried, but he got up.
Man,
why? Because there's nothing can defeat my God.
Amen.
Then the Bible teaches us, if you hear this message, you must believe it.
That's right.
If you believe it, then the Bible says to repent. That means turn away from yourself and the world to God.
Man.
And when you turn to him, the Bible says, confess that he is the Son of God.
Yes.
And then he said, be baptized. Why? To have your sins washed away. Then he'll fill you with his Spirit and add you to his family, the church. And then 1 John 1:7 says what? Walk in the light as he is in the light.
Man.
So let's do that. We're going to stand. Everybody stand. We're going to sing the song of invite. It's for those who have not put them on the baptism. It's for those who have sinned and fallen short, who's kind of like, well, I don't want to say anything. God is calling you to come forward. The Bible says in James 5, confess your faults one to another, pray one for the other that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avails much.
Amen.
We want you to come forward. If you need prayer, you've fallen away, or you need to be baptized, and you want to get in the way.
Man.
We're calling you forward as we sing this song of invitation.
Careless soul, why will you linger? Wandering far, the fool of God.
Not the invitation. Oh, prepare to meet the
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Careless soul.
Oh, careless soul.
Oh, heed thy
warning.
Amen.
Yes, your life.
Yes, yes, preacher.
Oh, my son, to face the judgment.
You may be seated.
Judgment.